Think for a minute about all the technology you use. Smartphone, laptop, TV, air conditioner. They all need semiconductors, the building blocks of computer chips. Back in the mid-80s, an epidemiologist at the University of Massachusetts Amherst heard from a worker at nearby Digital Equipment Corporation that there were many miscarriages at the plant making semiconductors. That observation led to one of the biggest occupational health studies ever. It showed, while not harmful to consumers, the chemicals used were toxic to workers. And, well, let's bring in Cam Simpson of Bloomberg Businessweek to pick up the story. Cam, Harris Pestides is now the president of the University of South Carolina, but he was that epidemiologist in the 80s. Tell us more.
You know, as a sort of an expert in disease clusters, he was quite skeptical about the idea that, you know, there were elevated miscarriages at the plant. But then he did a pretty significant study and made kind of an irrefutable connection between the women's work and their miscarriages. There was a doubling of miscarriage rates in the plant. He did this through health records and interviews. And then there was a very obvious suspect for what was causing the miscarriages. One of the nastiest reproductive toxins known to science was a very common ingredient in making the chips, like you say, that are in our smartphones and our computers. And so the semiconductor industry, then it was really the birth of the modern information technology era, and it was huge and powerful. They weren't too happy with his results, even though they'd been paid for by Digital Equipment. And so they commissioned two more massive studies. And usually in epidemiology, you get conflicting results or at least equivocal results. By 1992, these two studies not only confirmed his results, but made them even stronger. And a study at IBM, at two plants IBM owned, showed a tripling of miscarriage rates for women who specifically handled these chemicals.
Well, and these industry leaders were tough, they were skeptical, but they had to go with this research. And so, as you write, it led to changes that helped generations of women. Pestides, the epidemiologist who started it all, said, it's almost a fairy tale in public health. But what?
Right.
What did you find?
Well, but it kind of was a fairy tale, unfortunately. I mean, it is one of the greatest stories in public health that you can do the scientific research and it can lead to eliminating these chemicals from production and helping all these women. But at exactly the same time that that was happening, exactly as IBM and the other big technology companies in America said that they were ridding their production of these chemicals, they were quietly moving their production to Asia. So in 1995, IBM had two massive contracts that it secretly negotiated with what are today two of the biggest semiconductor makers in the world, Samsung Electronics and a company called SK Hynix, and they're giants. And, you know, we found that another epidemiologist years later in South Korea, Dr. Kim Myung-hee, she did a similar test after focus groups showed women reporting all kinds of reproductive health issues in these plants. And she found the miscarriage rates were almost identical to what they had been in the United States two decades earlier. And then what we did was we dug, and I was able to find test results from chemicals used in the plant that showed exactly the same chemicals were still being used in 2009, and then again in a smaller South Korean semiconductor maker in 2015. So you have generations, thousands of women, untold thousands, who potentially could have been exposed, would have been exposed to these chemicals that cause miscarriages, infertility, they cause birth defects in every animal species that's ever been tested.
Look, you know, so this was outsourced, this danger to Asia. But as you point out, authorities would end up designating more Superfund hazardous waste sites in Santa Clara County, which is the heart of Silicon Valley, than in any other county in the U.S. Underneath Intel, for instance, they found these Superfund sites because of these chemicals. There is so much here. We'll link people to your reporting. But where are we now? Is it like whack-a-mole that we just have to get rid of the chemicals in these chips? Or is it impossible
Boy,
to make these
it's
chips?
Impossible.
Impossible.
Yeah. It's completely impossible. I mean, that's one of the things that you discover when, you know, you dig into this, which is it's not actually an electronics business. It's a chemicals business. You know, chip manufacturers are chemical printing presses. There are 430 different chemical products used in a semiconductor plant that makes these things. And so many of them, I mean, more than 100 of these chemical products contain carcinogens, mutagens, which change your genes, and reproductive toxins.
And by the way, these women workers They wore protective gear and gloves, but that was to protect the chips.
Exactly.
The chemical toxins went through those fabrics and poisoned these women. What happens? We know that there have been a lot of lawsuits settled, a lot of money paid out by the industry. What's going to happen going forward?
Yeah, I mean, as you say, you know, the U.S. technology companies have been secretly settling these lawsuits for the last 20 years. We found 66 cases that have been filed since 1997, and there was a secret settlement as recently as 2015. Now, one thing that has helped is the automation of chip making in Asia. So there's less physical contact. It hasn't been eliminated, but the chances for exposure have been lessened by automation. But the plants that still aren't automated never really go out of business. The demand for chips just goes up and up and up. So while the bigger companies automate more to make more money, which reduces exposure, the smaller lines that produce chips the old-fashioned way, by hand essentially, more exposure is still happening. So I think, you know, we need to end secrecy in the chip-making business. Supplying the chemicals alone is a $20 billion business, and the ingredients in the barrels that are used in these plants are often kept secret in Asia. You know, we have to sort of figure out how we can finally stop this and stop exposing women needlessly to such a known danger. I mean, these are the most dangerous reproductive toxins known to man. The science is a slam dunk. There's no sort of he said, she said. These are among the most serious toxins known to science. It's pretty clear.
Cam Simpson, Senior International Correspondent at Bloomberg Businessweek, will link you at hereandnow.org. Cam, thank you.
Thank you, Robin. It was a pleasure.